Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I had intended to write a haiku, or perhaps a sonnet or two. I panicked and shat, in poo I did sat, and so I hope that a limerick will do. Turns out, I'm no poet, but the prose that are about to caress your ear canals are something to behold as we tackle the deep, dark questions of the bowels of Reddit with the deeper, darker depths of our own complex and sexy minds. Oversell? Hardly. After all, my name's Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
That was like a really nice version of like, here I sit brokenhearted, tried to shit but only farted.
Oh, yeah. I did. When I was writing it, I was like, this feels reminiscent.
That was that one thing I saw on the bathroom wall.
Yeah.
You ever hear that song, like, what becomes of the broken heart? Yeah. I always think that I came to shit, but only farted. Like, anytime I hear that song, that's what I always
That's pretty good.
Anyway.
Well, how's everybody's week?
Gosh. What a great week this was.
Oh, well, yeah, it was election week.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a delay, so it's like Christmas time for y'all, but we're still recovering from, well, maybe not recovering, I don't know. We have a variety of views, but...
I've been seeing so many Trump hats around that it's like, you fucking cowards, you should have been wearing them this whole time. Like, why are you wearing them now?
They just come out of the woodworks, like that one guy on the street corner is like, fuck yes, I get to actually sell all my shit.
There was a guy I saw at Costco yesterday who he had the like red MAGA hat and then his shirt, it said, a woman in every kitchen, a gun in every hand. And it's like, you're just looking for
trouble,
friction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't have to get too far into the politics, but what a I think it was show.
There's a lot of up and downs for everybody all this week, no matter how you're. I was sick for most of it, and it was just one of those, like, I couldn't be bothered to care. I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise. I was just like,
Well, that's right, because you were feeling pretty under the weather. I wish, yeah. I was feeling under the weather. I was like, fucking nose to the ground being like, what's happening next? And just not a good time.
I had a pretty funny rookie move last night. So I was just like, the night previous, I was just completely congested, woke up, stood in the shower for like 15 minutes at 2 a.m. and just like awful. Hurt so locker. flash forward to last night. My wife was nice enough to get me like some bath stuff. And I went and took a bath. But before I did, I took a little nibble of an edible and I was like, all right, yeah, here we go. And then I got out of the shower and we had run out of NyQuil and DayQuil and stuff. And I had placed it right by like my glasses and everything. And I just I just took it and I was like, oh fuck. So not only did I take an edible, I took NyQuil. Dude, I slept so good last night. And had some vivid dreams, but it was a rookie move. I came downstairs, I was like, so I accidentally took some NyQuil on top of that gummy.
That's really funny. Your wife's a doctor, and I'm sure she's like, oh Christ.
Yeah, she's like, oh huh, accidentally. I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I legitimately forgot that I had taken it, and it didn't kick in, so I didn't like feel anything. It's not like I was in the bath for 2 hours, you know.
Yeah. Oh man, that sounds like a ride. I think we should also point out that we are not pharmacists, and we don't necessarily condone any of the.
Hey man, choose your own adventure.
Hey, nice. In my neck of the woods, it's unseasonably warm, or rather it was unseasonably warm. We had an 80 degree day on Friday,
November.
Yeah. And our neighbor who has a pool, he was like, "Hey, pool's still open." And we're like, "Sweet." So we went swimming on Friday, like well into the night. It was pretty fun.
I saw a video online that on Instagram, I get like served videos about New Orleans for whatever reason. It's been in the mid 80s in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Lately. And
yeah. And also on Friday, I was, I work in IT, and I was helping someone who was in Colorado, and she was like, it was pretty funny. I like the video call. She was like bundled up in like a long sleeve shirt and like a vest and a fleece vest. And I was like, "Oh yeah, what's it doing in Colorado right now?" She's like, "We're in a big snowstorm." I was like, "Oh cool. It is 80 degrees here."
Sounds awful. Well, later.
Well, see ya.
How was your week, Brandon? Did you guys do trivia this week?
No.
They asked you to not come back. You keep winning all the gift cards.
No, I have been working on building a house for this stray cat who has basically like adopted our backyard as a home. We've named him Patches, and he basically lives in our backyard.
Interesting.
So I
some good wholesome content.
Because the it gets dark earlier now. I haven't been able to finish it, and like today I went out to do it, and then it started raining on me. So Patches,
with this cat, it can stay outside one more night. It won't kill it.
The winter kicks in.
That's nice. What kind of house are you making? Tell us about the construction.
Just like plywood little house.
All right.
Yeah, nice. Nothing fancy.
Cool.
Thursday, I went to a comedy show all by myself because my wife has been sick, and we had tickets for a comedy show on Thursday, and I ended up going alone, which it was fun. It was a good show. I went to see Lori Kilmartin, if you're familiar with her, but it was good.
Do you not normally go to comedy shows alone, I suppose? Like you always, I know. We went to one together in New York like ages ago. But I guess I would think I don't go to many, but I would bet it's more fun to go with someone because then you can sort of like have the shared experience. Kind of like going to a movie or whatever. You can like bullshit about it after.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's more of a communal thing rather than like, I don't know, like going to a movie by yourself. But
yeah,
I still had a good time. So
nice.
If there's a comedy show near you you want to go to, and nobody wants to go with you, take yourself out. It's I had a good time. So
nice, little self care.
Yeah,
nice,
nice. All right, we're gonna get into some questions, boys.
Yeah, take a break. Certainly. We'll be right back.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together, we did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Welcome back to another episode of welcome back to another episode. Welcome back from our break. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Hit us up on our socials. Right into Reddit. Maybe we'll see your question somewhere. But we'll certainly
in the vast corners.
We'll certainly read your question if you email it to us. So qualifiednonsense@gmail.com.
If it's on the NWSF side, I'll see it. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Matt's username is what?
Team? Not yet.
Send him a DM. Matt, you have the first question of the night.
Yeah. So we're going to start off about death.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's and this is from Ask Reddit, but it's, what do you want? Not what do you think, not what you believe. What do you want there to be after death?
Just sweet, sweet darkness.
Death stalks you at every turn.
That's actually one from that Enigma CA actually said, silence, this tinnitus is awful.
Oh my God.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Another person just has answers. I want to take off my VR goggles to find I've just been playing Earth, the human experience.
That's pretty funny. You know, I would love it. I would love it to be like reconnect with family and friends. Like, wouldn't that be neat? And like old dogs and stuff, like old animals, dogs and cats and pigs and cows and goats for me and ducks. Like, shit.
They probably have a bone to pick with you. Be like, motherfucker, you sold me.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I know. But then everyone's like, kumbaya in the afterlife, right? Like, everyone's like,
I guess. Eh, the deed's already been done.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when you killed me?
Yeah, like your cows would come to be like, how'd you die? You're like, oh, I got mauled by a whatever. Like, yeah, you probably deserved it, but yeah, welcome anyway.
Coming. No, but like old family members and stuff. And I always think, you know, I don't believe in that sort of stuff, but the, but you know, like I'm sure we've all had dreams where we've encountered loved ones from the past that are no longer around. And, you know, there's always that sort of like that little thought, at least in my head, of like, wow, that would be really cool to be able to be like, it'd just be like sort of a sigh of relief to be able to hang out with the good people of the past.
I think I would want that, but also somebody commented that they would like it to be spectator mode in a video game where you can just run around and see. It's like, that'd be cool to like run around with friends and family past that, you know, you can just run around and view everybody else's life and kind of, I don't know, be a fly on the wall everywhere.
Did you guys see what's that show on Netflix? The Good Place. Did you guys watch that?
I've watched it.
It's a cute show, but I was really touched by the way they wrapped up that show, and I thought that that was also a nice way to, that would also be a nice way to sort of close out existence.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if you like it would be fun to like go to other planets, you know, like if we're talking about death and being this whole thing, and be like, you know, well, everybody's so hell bent on Mars, I'm just going to go there and see if it was actually worth it. Like, did I miss anything?
Yeah. What's all the hubbub?
And then you see that it's just like, it's just like a complete trash hole. And you're like, eh, well, let them go.
Yeah. I think it would be, I think there's like three ways I would want this to go. One way is it's just the
three. Tell us about your three way.
Yeah. Be the most restful sleep I've ever had. And then that's it. Two is, but yeah, like being in heaven, like, yeah, like loved ones, family, whatever, you kind of like, you can eat as much ice cream as you want and not get diarrhea, like whatever, like all that kind of stuff. And
it's a good example of all the stuff.
Or
a good life.
Or three, be able to haunt whoever you want. And
I love this.
I think that would be a lot of fun. To just be able to like fuck with the living. Either one of those I would accept.
I guess in theory, those could all work together. It'd be like, hey, Brandon doesn't feel like doing anything this month. He's going to rest for an entire month. And then he's going to wake up and he's going to be super hungry and he's going to double fist ice cream and Taco Bell, all the while just like tripping people while like, you know.
What would be scarier though, if you're like walking through a dark, like haunted house and then there's like a spectral with like a tub of ice cream, just like housing a tub of ice cream being like, boo, motherfucker. It's like, oh my God. Well, so that's, yeah. I mean, I think that's, yeah, I'm into that. I'm into those versions. Oh, what about, kinda, so you know,
I
how
guess,
you
can you say just like, I want it all. Like, I like Jake's thoughtful and, you know, it's going to be a time of reconnecting and stuff. But at the same time, you're going to be like, look, we got this forever. We got forever on lockdown. I want to go fuck with some people.
Well, so the other thing that I'd be really interested in, being pretty ignorant about science, but being really interested in it. And you know how you scrub through like video or audio, like when we're editing these, Brandon, or video, mm-hmm. Matt, when you're scrubbing through like to find an edit point? I'd love to do that with time, because there's going to be like sort of an effective end to the universe, and there's a what we can only assume right now to be a beginning, which is that Big Bang sort of moment.
Yeah,
I'd love to scrub through that and see like.
There's actually a comment here that says they would like there to be a museum gallery of every good and bad memory of my life, so I can replay it from start to finish and pause when I need to appreciate what I had not previously.
Like, Jake, what you said is a theory that I've heard for ghosts, is that, like, it, you know, when people see things like out of the corner of their eye, they hear something, whatever, it's not an actual like soul of a person or whatever, but it's time being jumbled up. And our brain puts things in order that makes sense for us, but sometimes things slip through or whatever, or it doesn't, like our brain doesn't perceive things right, and so what we think is a ghost is really something from another time that our brain didn't put in order, like that kind of, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Tell you what, my brain definitely thought that when I was having some NyQuil and edibles.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Matt, you were both the ghost and the person. You were like looking at yourself in the tub, being like, "Whoa."
I was just hopping back and forth, being the ghost of Christmas present and future, and myself. It's like, ooh, ooh. Well, anyway, I just thought it was a, you know, interesting. I think everybody has their own, like, you know, heaven, hell, or nothing. But like, if you got to, like, if you really got to take a choice of what you would want there to be in the afterlife, I don't know. I think it's nice to hear that perspective as well.
Yeah.
Well, alternately, would you want there to be like a hell for bad people, like some sort of like people who were just awful people?
Like, I guess, but I wouldn't want to interact
like
with
be
them.
Punished in the afterlife.
I would guess, yeah. That I would think that there are very few. I mean, this might be a hot take, but like, I think circumstance plays so heavily into why people do or are the way they are. And with the sort of like the zoomed out perspective of like being dead and not interacting with the physical world, like I feel like probably everyone would get a pass for some degree. Like the idea of hell is so barbaric. it's just sort of bananas to me. And I think it would be unavoidable to like exist in a like heaven like situation and know that that there was a hell and that people are roasting somewhere. Like, I'd feel pretty guilty. Like,
well, wouldn't you wonder, like, know. Hey, where's Uncle Jim?
Jake goes to see his family, and like half of them are there.
Well, remember those memories he repressed?
They were Catholic. So if Catholic was the wrong answer, then you know.
Remember why you never wanted to go into the basement? Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I get what you're saying, Jake, but I do think there's a special spot for certain people. I'll leave it just at that. It is barbaric. Hell is a very barbaric thing to do, but like people are capable of doing like really terrible shit. So
100%, they get 100%.
They reap what they sow.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like if I steal a loaf of bread to feed my family, am I
hell? Sorry, Brandon. I'm really bummed that we can't hang
in our mortal world. That is a crime, but in the
you're also like describing world Aladdin. That... He was like, cut his hand off. We're not talking. I'd like to think we're talking about more egregious crimes.
Yeah,
that would be pretty. It would be a pretty what is it, like a sparsely populated heaven, if like what if the rules were like super strict? I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, hey,
if
you
say there's a hell, there's a very good chance.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Sorry, no, you're like, where's Jake? Oh, no, you jaywalked. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, man, now I'm stressed out.
Good thing it's what you want, not what you feel there is. It's purely some role play.
But we were talking about what we want, and we want there to be a hell. I mean, I know we don't collect them. Okay. All right. Maybe we'll just leave it at that.
anyway, moving on. We'll find out when we get there.
Okay, so I have two questions. Two completely separate, not related things. I was trying to look at the subreddit Shower Thoughts, and I accidentally went to Shower Beers. And I was like, oh, this is a fun Reddit. But I scrolled down and it was a lot of people just drinking beer, like taking pictures.
It's just pictures.
In the shower. And I was like, I've been there. But then I realized that there was a lot of...
Did you contribute to that thread?
Well, I thought about it. And that's actually the question that I want to contribute to what I want to ask you guys is, would you take a picture of yourself drinking a beer in the shower, and would the beer be cheekily covering anything? And how much would it cost for us to get each a picture on Reddit with a beer? What beer would you choose? And then also how wide would the shot be? You feel me?
It would be a Bartle and James. It'd be a wine cooler.
It would be Little Pony.
little Mickey's grenade.
The Coronita is like the little Corona beer.
Well, all right. So let's rewind to New Orleans when I happened to win a stack of cash, we tried to take a picture of like displaying all the money.
We should put that as something in our.
We should rewind. This was requested by your wife, so it wasn't like we were just doing it for fun. But
okay, well information would have been.
It wasn't for fun at all.
Yeah, Kara definitely asked for that.
We asked Kara about it. She's like, "What?
What the hell are you talking about?" I probably would.
Just to be clear. You guys didn't tell me that Kara wanted that. I thought you guys just won a bunch of money and then immediately went back to the apartment and got naked and took pictures with lots of money.
I mean, that's exactly what we did. The goal was to keep it safe, though. But that's exactly what we did.
I'll tell you what, it was not safe in that position.
But back to the shower beers.
Oh, sure.
And for the record, Matt was the only one naked. I was fully clothed.
Did you get the picture?
I did not take nude photos with this said money.
As a photographer, you're like, I want to make you feel comfortable too, so I'm going to just go ahead and get naked also.
I actually gave him the phone and turned it on selfie mode, so he's like, oh. I guess to answer your question, to put context, covering your fiddly bits with your things.
Yeah.
I've done it. Doesn't take much, But yeah, I guess I probably would.
All right.
Doesn't take much to cover it to your concerned, questioning face.
You don't need a.
I guess I also need some context. Would we be doing this just to post on Reddit?
I don't know. Yeah, to promote this show that we're doing.
I wonder if we could make some qualified nonsense labels.
That'd be fun.
Or get our own koozies.
Ooh, koozie's a good idea.
Oh, they could just hang a koozie off the...
But it would be in a shower, so it'd be it would look kind of soggy. pretty disappointing.
No, I've been actually the recipient of some dudes in the industry doing shower beers because they're on vacation and stuff like that.
I've seen.
Oh, I think it's kind of a universal, I'm in relax mode.
Yeah. I mean, when I did shower beers, I was in New York and I was in a pretty dark place, but yeah, I'm glad people are doing it for fun.
Well, first of all, Jake, have you ever had a shower beer, Brandon?
I don't think so. I don't, I mean, I guess I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I never see a point of God, I just can't wait to get out of this shower.
Also, it's slippery hot in the shower, so it's ooh, yeah, let's warm this beer up. And the I'm not taking a shower for that long to enjoy a full beer or whatever. I
would at a hotel.
I don't get the point of it.
That's my guilty pleasure, is taking long showers at a hotel because I feel like I've paid for all the utilities. Am I standing there for 30 minutes and have my damn beer?
I agree with taking a long shower at a hotel, but why would you bring your beer in there to get all warmed up? And
now I feel judged. No, the only time, when I was doing it, I would get shift beers, and every beer, I always wanted to take it, but I didn't. I just brought it home a lot, so I had a fridge full of Stellas that I didn't drink very often. And then when I would have an early shift, if I, flopped on an audition or something, I'd be fucking, self-pity time. And then I'd crack a beer and I'd be I have to go to work, so I have to jump in the shower real quick. And I'd just bring my beer with me.
What about shower muffalettas, Brandon?
Ooh. Would you
I could get down with that.
My attention, sir.
I kind of get if you're taking a bath or you're sitting in a hot tub or whatever, sure, the beers, food, whatever, but a shower doesn't seem like...
Is it just because it's water on the head?
Yeah,
I get what you're saying. There's a weird definitive, everybody wants to get in a hot tub. And you're sitting there with other people in communal water when you're let's have some drinks, but oh no, shower beers, that's kind of weird. Is it? You're sitting in a hot tub that people have probably peed in.
I'll say that the beer, it wasn't I was holding the beer the whole time. I would set it down outside of the
is that part of the challenge? Yeah. Beer in hand, can't leave your hands.
Yeah,
seems like something that would be if you're sitting outside the shower, you just get the floor wet, and it just seems more trouble than it's worth.
No, I mean I feel, I'm trying to remember my shower in New York, but I think there was a surface that was not in the water.
Yeah, I see. They put them on the shower
sill or whatever.
Yeah, a shelf within your shower.
This wasn't even my question. I'm really glad we got to talking about it. I actually don't even have to do my question because mine's kind of a meh.
I do think shower beers are a love it or hate it thing. And then you have people that are unwilling to explore it just because it seems weird. And I get it. I think I lean towards that. I don't know, having worked in the beer industry, it's you really can't just wait to have a beer. I just don't see the joy that it brings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because a shower is 10 minutes tops, and you're not it's not I'm gonna crack a beer in the morning and get in the shower. It's not you're gonna even be buzzed or anything from that. I don't know,
You just pour like a barrel aged stout and get into the shower and down it in 5 minutes. Oh yeah.
I would have my shower shots and
yeah.
Like instead of those soap dispensers that they have in hotels that are like anchored to the wall, it's just like liquor bottles.
It's like, shower shots?
Yeah, instead of coconut shampoo, it's like coconut rum.
That would be, I mean, I guess I would find it. I mean, yeah. I could see that being fun, I guess. It just seems, I guess it's more of a why. Shots, like, why do you, for me, I'm not one to be preaching, like, you need to question your life.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, and I'm not saying it, yeah, from that perspective, you're like preaching moderation or whatever, but, like, I mean, there's a time and a place for drinking, but I don't think the shower is it.
Agree to disagree.
Anyway, Jake, you're disgusting. Moving on.
Yeah. No. As far as the brand, it's, I don't know, whatever's called and on sale. So that's
nice. Bye, man.
Spoken like somebody who should probably need a shower beer. K-Lite, yeah. You get 48 for 10 bucks.
Let me get this straight. And you don't want a shower beer? Okay.
It does seem like a shower beer does seem like something that you would like, yeah, drink like a you know, Miller Lite or a Busch Light or something, like some sort of like a light beer that's like a cheap light beer, not like a, oh, I'm having this barrel
like a Chimay,
whatever. Yeah. Like a Belgian, whatever quad into the, yeah.
Like have an Orval and you're like, oh no, the steam in here really opens up the
age. Oh yes, quality. The Trappist monks worked for so hard to make this like, no,
you have a loofah going all over your body, like
No, like a PBR or whatever, anything like that. Like it seems like that would be the appropriate shower beer.
Yeah, shower beers are for people that use bar soap. Just gonna say that.
Bar soap.
It's like it's still the one that like just has it. I do too, but I was just like, I don't know, like you look in people's showers like, ugh, and the shower show. I feel like if you look into somebody's shower, that's almost as bad as looking into their medicine cabinet. Because like, I don't know, you see like all their soap with like their pubes on it and shit. You're like, ugh, you what? This guy washes himself.
Here's kind of an aside to that. Like, do you feel weird walking into another adult's bedroom?
Only when I actually let my imagination run wild.
Well, only when I start going through their, their bedside drawers.
Like, do you feel awkward? Like, if you know somebody's maybe giving a tour of their house, or maybe like somebody's like, oh yeah, you can go get my whatever, it's in the bedroom, and you like go in there. Does it feel like I'm not supposed to be in here? Like, this is...
I get what you're saying. I think it's only as awkward as you make it. Like, you don't want to be like have it be one of those I think you should leave moments of like, oh, so this is where the magic happens, huh?
Nice.
You know, or like, yeah. I don't see any mirrors on the ceiling.
I will say that the level of, and I'm not a clean person, but the level of cleanliness helps identify like, or like it helps determine how awkward I feel about it, because I know the feeling that you're talking about, Brandon. But if it's like, because it's an intimate space, right? It's where you get changed and where you sleep and where you bone and like all that stuff. And if it looks like, I mean, for whatever reason, if it looks like you do any of the things that you normally do in the bedroom, then it, to me, it feels like a little bit invasive, even if you were invited. But
I'd also feel it's like, I'd also say it's kind of irresponsible for somebody if like their unmentionables are out, because that's why you would feel uncomfortable, right? Like that's a place of like not just intimacy, but that's private space. Like that's where you go to have,
yeah,
you know. But also if it's like, oh, you want to see our house, and like their underwear is like all over their bed and it's not made, and It's just kind of an all-around mess.
Like if you have a lot of people over, like, you close your bedroom door. It's not like that's a space that you're, like, inviting people into to. And so it does feel kind of weird when it's like, oh, somebody's in this other bathroom. You can use the bathroom in our bedroom. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess, like.
Yeah. Like, I know the feelings you're talking about. I think it also depends on the house layout.
Yeah.
So. Our bedroom is at the sort of end of the stairs, and you can see it from the dining room. And it used to be that the bed was, like, right in the door, so you could, like, look up from the dining room all the way up, because we live in a split level, and you could look into our bedroom at the bed. And we kept it nice and stuff, but it was still kind of awkward. But now we've moved stuff around so that you look at a couch now, and it looks just like another room. Even though it's our bedroom. And I think the couch surprisingly has sort of like, I can't think of the word, but like basically like demilitarized the zone, or like made it less private. And I would feel more comfortable now sending someone into our room. For like the bathroom or whatever.
I also think there's a difference between somebody like a master bedroom and a guest bedroom. Sure. Like guest bedrooms, I would find myself to be very curious about, like,
how's this bed sleep?
No, I think it's okay. So it's not a bedroom that the owners actively sleep in on a nightly basis. So like, what do they keep in that closet? Like, what's under that bed? Kind of a thing.
Matt, I'm sorry to police your language, but they're called main bedrooms now, not master bedrooms.
Oh, Jesus.
Or primary bedrooms.
Okay, snowflake. For example, when me and Kara went to go visit my great aunt and uncle in Idaho,
I hate to police your language, but it's Kara and I. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. No, come on. Go ahead.
We went to Idaho and we were at my great aunt and uncle's house, and they're the cattle ranchers, and they have like taxidermy kind of all over the house. And it's a rural Idaho home. Mm-hmm. And we walked past one of the guest bedrooms that we weren't sleeping in. And it was like dark enough, but there was light coming in from the exterior. And there was a bear on the edge of the bed that was like splayed out. It was a bare blanket, not a rug, but it was a blanket, and the head was at the end. And it was one of those that like kind of catches your eye. You're like, gah! You know, it's like, why would you leave that door open?
just to get you.
Also at the same time, it'd be one of those, like, it strikes your curiosity. And I would be the kind of person to be like, all right, so that's not your main bedroom or your primary bedroom. That's a guest bedroom. I'm going in there and I'm looking around.
Oh, hell yeah.
I guess here's an aside to the aside. Do you guys make your beds every day?
I do. I
didn't used to, but yes, I do.
It takes like 2 seconds.
having a partner has helped me in that just that I am just more aware of it.
So Brandon, if you're self-conscious of this, going to somebody's house and somebody was coming over to your house for a party and you were going to do the whole, oh, that bathroom's full, you know, you can go use our bathroom. Would you proactively like mess with somebody and put like weird things out and see if they ever bring it up? Like,
I cannot
put a, no, put probably a little, not. Probably put not. A vibrator I, thing up or leave some underwear out or leave some DVDs, on them.
No, I would hope that people wouldn't. We live in a one floor, two bedroom, three bath house. So, like, if one bathroom is occupied, people will just have to wait because they're not going in our room.
Or can they go in the new cat house's bathroom?
Which would be in the yard, yeah. If you have to pee that bad, you can just go in the yard.
You would send them to the yard before your bedroom.
Nice. No, if somebody had to really go. But No, I wouldn't like lay out anything weird or anything. Also, I should clarify, like, I sound like a slob, like not making my bed, but my wife and I use two separate sheets and comforters. And
like yin and yang.
Do nice. You sleep in a bunk bed?
No. We share a bed.
But push the twins together?
Do you push the twins together?
I prefer having my own blankets. She prefers having her own as well. And
I didn't know.
So that. Who sleeps on top of the other ones? Or do you like keep them exactly? Does somebody sleep on top of the other ones that are going across?
No. Like, how do you work? I have my own like sheets. And she has her own sheets, and she has her own blankets, and like it's basically like we're sleeping in two separate beds, but they're just pushed together. Except for like the bottom sheet,
the fitted sheet, is shared. Is it like fabric, or is it weight, or is she like really cold and you're really warm, or vice versa? We don't have to talk about this, but I'm very interested.
No, it's kind of both.
Is it thread like count? Are you a thread count queen?
No, that's not it. I don't know. It's just more comfortable. Like, you don't have to worry about somebody hogging all the blankets or not hogging all the blankets. Or
Yeah, leave them alone, man. God, don't yuck somebody's yum.
No.
You just get the amount of whatever that you want, and that's that.
That's why I just sleep in a different room. I'm kidding.
I know, I was gonna say
that
was like my bed.
No, it does kind of feel like sleeping in two separate beds, but in the same bed. But yeah, that's. Did anybody's grandparents sleep in separate rooms from
my great grandparents? Oh no, my grandparents did. My grandparents did.
We didn't have no. My grandparents all slept in the same room, but I've noticed that being a trend with people our age.
Both sleeping in sets of room? My grandparents mm-hmm. slept in different bedrooms, like both of them, like on my mom's side and my dad's side, both sets. Which, like, was that a generational thing?
Well,
I think it's also a level of like comfort. Like, you have people that are light sleepers. You have people that get up at different times in the mornings. I don't know.
I know when they got older, I think my
too many old fashioned sitting by the fire.
Yeah, I mean
just find a room.
Different bedtimes, different wake times. I know my grandpa snored a lot.
I'm gonna stay up till 3 in the morning drinking but alone. I don't want to disturb you when I come to bed.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, admittedly, we sleep apart. When either I'm snoring or I'm sick, or I'm a very light sleeper now. So like when the kids get sick, I'll just hop to a different room because if they're coughing, it'll just like keep me awake. So I think that should be normalized.
But that's also
that's your luxury, power downtime.
But like in different rooms, if you've got an extra room for, but I guess if you've when you could like. Once your kids leave or whatever, you would have like more rooms. But I'm trying to think like our parents and our parents' parents' generations with more limited resources, and it wasn't as common to have like big old houses. I wonder. Yeah, interesting.
Well, back in like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory times, like you had four grandparents sharing a bed. Yeah. So.
Toe-to-toe.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyway, sorry, I've asked like four different questions. But my actual question comes from R, Ask Reddit, from Newman Lover. Newman Lover asks, what is considered bad parenting, but it's actually good parenting?
Read it one more time.
What is considered bad parenting, but it's actually good parenting? So something you can like would be like widely considered bad parenting, but turns out it's so I'll give you the top comment here is letting your child be disappointed sometimes. Teaching children to handle disappointment helps build resilience. That comes from Saltiest Spittoon.
I'm gonna say I don't consider that. I wouldn't consider it bad parenting if in the end it's actually good parenting. So I guess I would say what people might consider not. I don't know. I think like, it's all just a
I
point mean,
I,
of.
I guess, you know, like some people say, like spanking is bad parenting, but then maybe you might argue that it's good or something like that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would agree. Let your kid be disappointed, because if you raise them to think that they're going to have everything they always wanted, then they're going to be pretty disappointed when they get older in life. And then they're just going to have the resources to turn to like drugs and everything else. That's kind of like a cliff dive of a point, but at least it teaches them a skill on how to deal with it.
Yeah, I'd say the same for being bored. I think that we're at right now in a big, and I'm a part of the problem. I'm not going to call it a problem. I'm a part of the trend of like screen time is such a big thing for kids. And it's just, it's probably the same for our generation, but we didn't have like mobile screens when we were kids. And the fact that we have the ability to have mobile screens, it's in a big way, it's been a pacifier for us to have like an easier time, but it also has made it so that the, at least for my situation, the boys are not good at being bored. And they've gotten better because we've made an active effort towards it, but we've sort of put ourselves behind because we were sort of, making it so that they were always occupied with something like a screen or like some sort of activity that we were directly engaged in. And now we're like, we have to get some stuff done. And they're like, and we can't have screens. We're like, yeah. And they're like, well, what do we do? And we're like, well, I don't know, go play outside or whatever. And they're pretty good at it now, but it was a little bit of a learning curve for us to.
Yeah. I would say be bored. I would agree with that. And I'd also say like the instant gratification of just having everything, because everything is so attainable now. It's like, no, like teaching. I don't know many kids that have to do chores or like earn something. I remember like, at least for me, if I wanted to earn a treat or a bonus or something, you know, I had to go fold my laundry and I had to load the dishwasher and take that out. And I don't think those are huge asks, but it just seems like parenting has kind of gotten away from that of like, no, it's fine. I'll do it for you. Go watch this streaming thing, because streaming things didn't exist back then.
Right.
A couple other comments. Tell Ram one says giving your kids enough space to fail and then try to figure it out on their own.
Absolutely.
Leaving your kids alone. Bananas Pineapple 05 says leaving your kids alone for age appropriate periods of time. At some point, kids have to learn to entertain themselves or be responsible for their own meals, depending on how old they are. Let's see. Letting your kid be disappointed.
I'll say something you just made me think of, like making their own meals. Probably something that's considered bad parenting is letting kids use like cook with sharp knives and hot pans and stuff like that. I think there are inherent dangers sort of when you deal with that stuff, but I know tons of adults who are scared of like kitchen knives and they don't know how to use them. And I think that's like a really important part of cooking, obviously. And so we've been actively trying to engage the boys in getting them in the kitchen and chopping stuff. And now they're, you know, they scare their mom a bit, but they are really good at handling knives and not being afraid. And I'm sure they're going to cut themselves, and they've already burnt themselves plenty while cooking stuff. And that's a part of, unfortunately, that's how you learn, especially with that sort of stuff.
Did you teach them the a blood circle with a knife? I learned that at Boy Scouts, where like if you stick your arm out with a knife and then like do a circle, like anybody within the circle could be potentially cut with the knife.
No, but that's that's interesting.
That's one way to learn. I would also put on there hunting. I think a lot of parents would view allowing your child to shoot a firearm and kill something is a bad thing, especially like as our generation has progressed. But I think it's actually a very good skill in terms of teaching them the independence and life skills. Like, hey, you know, you don't go to you just don't randomly go to the grocery store and buy your meat. You're teaching your kid a life skill of, hey, here's the circle of life. But it also gives you a very good skill going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly a survivalist skill that is worthwhile. We talk a lot about, you know, because I raised pigs for a long time. And actually, the boys just today were talking to me about if I was sad in killing the livestock that we've had over the years for food. And I was like, yeah, you know, it is sad, but it's an important part of eating for, you know, most people around the world is like raising something, becoming at least in some way attached to that thing, and then killing it.
They don't need a big explanation. Just tell them, yeah, it's sad if you're a sissy.
But yeah, I mean,
stop crying.
I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but like grocery stores having everything you want all the time, anytime, is such a like for kids, it's such a bizarre thing to understand where food actually comes from. So that, I mean, that's a separate conversation, but
field trip to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
I don't have children, obviously. But I do want to make a big announcement on this pod. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have to imagine. I don't have kids, but a couple that I thought of that are kind of related were things that are considered bad parenting, but it's actually good, is allowing kids to not hug people. Like if like somebody's like, here, come on, give me a hug. Like not forcing your kids to hug people. I think is a good thing because like it kind of teaches them that they should be comfortable with physical stuff if they're not into it. Yeah. And then also telling kids that they don't have to listen to adults. I think that is, would be considered bad parenting, but I think it's good because I was at the airport not that long ago, and like there was this family behind me, and the kids were acting up, and it was like a group, like there were multiple kids and then like multiple parents, and one of the moms stepped in and she said, you never say no to an adult. And like she was like scolding the kid, and I was like, I don't know that that's the best.
Yeah, that message is
thing to
up.
Teach a kid.
Yeah, we teach ours. I think there's a there's a line we teach ours that you have to listen to trusted adults, right? So teachers, sure. And family.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the way to do it. Like, but just like blanket all adults you never say no to, I think is not a great thing to teach your kids.
Well, I'll say that, like, you guys know I love to over-explain things, and I live in nuance. Like, I live in actually, or the in-between, whatever. And, like, kids just don't get that. So I get where that comes from, that desire to say, like, listen to adults, because, like, even the trusted adults, like the adding a criteria to adults is a challenging thing for kids to comprehend. I've found, and certainly some kids can. And if you do it right, and it sounds like Matt, you guys are, but it can be really, I feel like it can be really difficult to, add too much detail or too much nuance to something like that without it being just like fundamentally confusing.
What about, let me give you an example, but what, what about parenting other people's kids? So we recently went to the beach, with two other families. I had two kids as well. So our kids, so six adults, six kids. And there was like what seemed to be rotations of some parents were going on walks and kids would stay here. And it was like, if you leave me high and dry with your kids, I'm going to parent them the way that I would parent. Right. So the one example where I had to get after this kid was kind of, we went and got donuts. The last morning we were there, we went and got donuts. We paid for them, brought them back. Nobody really said that they want them. It was a nice little thing that we did. And there was one kid running around, and I was trying to get the house like Airbnb style, like tear off the bedding and put the towels in. And all the kids were lined up. Again, there's six of them, except one running around screaming, and his parents were nowhere to be found. Like, where's my donut? Where's my, like, very forceful. And I came downstairs and I said, hey, bud, you say that one more time, you're not getting a donut. I don't care where your mom and dad are, but you're not getting a donut. And I think there's like, there is acceptable terms for like baseline parenting, like teaching manners and stuff like that. How do you guys feel about that? Like being in situations where you're kind of forced to.
I mean, I don't have kids. I think it's probably good because I get how shaken baby syndrome can happen. But I
Jesus Christ.
I think, you know, if you're in someone's house and like I think, you know, this is the thing that like parents would do when we were kids, is say, you know, you're in this person's house, you have to follow their rules, right, blah, blah, and I think that's fine.
Yeah, I mostly agree with you, Matt. I find that like I'm trying to picture that scenario and I feel like I would do something very similar, but in hindsight, I'd be like, probably could have gone about that a little bit differently. Like I do that regularly with my kids. If I, you know, especially like if I'm already,
he did look like I just murdered his parents or something. And I was just like, I don't really care though. Like, right. I don't think that's a huge request of like, hey, this is how I would do it. I think that's I think there are some like absolute truths to, hey, all the other kids are lined up, they saying please and thank you, and you're running around being like, where's my donut? Like, first of all, you can get the fuck outside and go walk into the ocean. I didn't obviously do that, but
sure.
Like, say it again, well, and you're not going to get a donut, and I'll talk to your mom and dad about that.
Right. And I guess, I mean, and this is, you know, maybe this isn't true for you, but I feel like if I was in your shoes and getting like Airbnb like wrapped up, preparing to leave, like going through the checklist, like there's a level at which your patience is already thin because you're like attempting to achieve a task that just takes care and takes energy, and to have someone who is not your kid, so you don't have patience for necessarily, you're just like, fuck all the way off, kid.
But, well, my patience already thin just because I'm myself.
Well, but. And that's my point, because like I feel like I would be able to say, I would hope that I would say something a little less threatening than you're not going to get a donut, but like my sentiment would definitely be there and I'd probably try to, but yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And if there's no parents,
and more or less threatened to tell on a 5-year old, you're not going to get a donut. I'm going to talk to your mom and dad about it.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. But yeah, I mean, when kids come over, like when we have play dates and kids are dropped off here, I'm treating them just like I'm treating my kids. And if they do something stupid, I'm going to tell them that they did something that they shouldn't do or whatever.
That is something, and this is kind of getting longer, but this is a side tangent. I am shocked at like some of the kids we come across and the lack of parenting. I know, like, I have a tendency to, we want to teach our kids manners and stuff, but like some kids will come over and just like blatantly throw shit at our walls. Be like, what the fuck? Did you do this at home? It's like, trying to aim for the TV. God damn.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, little kid.
Kinda. Get the fuck out of here. You'll wait on the porch.
I get that.
Parenting.
Brandon, do you want to...
There's no rule book.
Summer visitors? I've got a five-year-old, a five-year-old and a seven-year-old. I mean, eight-year-old. Ooh, he's going to be nine. He's going to be nine and...
like run a work camp.
Ooh, good. Ooh, speaking of working... No, we already ran long.
Work is freedom. You can go back to your parents.
I made... enticed my kids with $5 each to go help me take down a tree. So we had a big tree, a couple of trees taken down. And I was splitting wood and I was like, all right, guys, go stack it. And they're like, okay. And that was a lot of fun because that's what I used to do when I was a kid. So it was
did they, how well did they sleep that night?
Very, very well. Yeah.
I put See, that's the nice thing about having kids is you basically have like little. Well, I guess for lack of a better word, slaves.
No, but... no, you have to give so much direction. It's
not worth
like
it.
A new job, like on top of whatever job you were doing before.
Yeah, it's almost not even worth it because you have to give so much instruction that what you could have just done yourself, you're like, just leave, just get out of here, I'll do it.
Move.
If you want a job done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Push them.
Hold
down.
The light. Higher.
Well, boys, I think it for an episode.
You're welcome. Turns out we're not fit to be parents.
Yeah, put it to bed. Yeah, I'm certainly not. I'd probably. Well, never
mind. Don't say shaking babies again.
I'm not gonna say anything that's recorded. So, all right. Well. You can send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. You can rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. Also, look for us on YouTube if you want to see the video of this. If you want
to watch us. Keep your parenting comments to yourself. I'll throw that plug in there. We don't want to hear it. We already discussed it.
Or come at us and we'll talk about it. We'll get you a guest spot.
I'll give you all the parenting advice that I have. We'll see you back here. We haven't figured out when we're releasing these episodes, right? So
you'll see us back here next week.
Yeah, we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Bye.
Now go to bed.
Stop crying.